نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين وقال تعالى في مقام آخر فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون وقال تعالى في مقام آخر يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, it has been a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have been in this majalis for the last 2 days, and alhamdulillah, we have heard plenty and very many beautiful talks which have drawn our attention to various aspects of our Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a certain maqsad, and to put it very briefly, it is that pledge which we had made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the realm of the souls, there was only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only nourisher was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was nothing else. There was no economy. There was no industry. There was no agriculture. Nothing. The whole humanity was there. Janabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also there. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was there. The Awliya Allah were also there. And the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were also there. And they all accepted, and with one voice they all said, Alastu bi Rabbikum. They all said, Qalu bala, yes, why not? You are our sustainer. Now, the challenge for us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this dunya, and here we got a lot of tests, lot of asbab, lot of means have been placed. And we see things happening through those means. So we have to navigate our way through those means and bring alive the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that short life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, so that when we return to the qabr, and the question is again asked, Mar Rabbuka, so you are in that position. And in the qabr, that which is in the heart, that is the thing that will come out. Lip service will not work in the qabr. The thing that is in the heart, that is the thing that is going to come out. So if we lived a life where we accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our sustainer and our nourisher, and we brought alive the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life, and we made a fikr of it to come out in the community also, and humanity at large, then inshallah we'll be able to answer, Rabbukallah. And my dear brothers, when you reflect, how important this, that who is our Rabb, just going through that, in our faraz namaz, only you take 20, the faraz and wajib, 20 rakat of faraz and wajib, at least 10 times, in a rakat, the word Rabb is mentioned. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then Subhana Rabbil Azim 3 times. Subhana Rabbil Ala 6 times. So that's 10 times each rakat, the word Rabb is mentioned. So that should draw our attention that we must ponder on it, that who is our sustainer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this dunya so that we can prepare for this and we can answer that question. And this is the fikr which everybody is supposed to be having. On an individual level also, and on a collective level also. Each and every individual supposed to be thinking that how can I answer this question? For that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to pass through this dunya, He has given us 2 aspects. One is the physical aspect and one is the spiritual aspect. The physical aspect is our body and all our physical limbs and everything. And the spiritual aspect is our soul, our ruh. And The real thing is the soul. Our body and the physical aspect, the physical body, is just a means and a conveyance. It's a conveyance to bring the soul to this dunya, go through the test, and then hopefully pass the test and go through the go to Alayhiyin. Mawlana Salim Dorat Sahib has given a good example of this, that the relationship between the soul and the body is that like somebody has got a very valuable check worth $1 million and he has got to send it overseas. So the asal is the check, but it has to be packaged in a nice way. There should be a strong envelope, everything should be written on it, and that will take the check to the destination. After the envelope, people will be finding out, has the envelope come? Has the envelope come? But what they will have in mind is actually the check. And when the check is there, then that envelope will probably be thrown down into the dustbin. This thing, it drew my attention straight away to an event about 42 years ago, when 1981, when a small plane left Johannesburg round about Asr time, or just before Asr, and the destination was Chipata. The destination of that plane was Chipata, and it kept on getting delayed, and it kept on getting dark, and Chipata was an airfield, no proper facilities. And at that time, everybody is getting worried, Malaysia Mutala most worried, that what is happening, because in that small plane, there was a personality. There was a personality in that plane. And that personality was none else than Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi. So people were worried that, where is the plane? But they were not really worried. These planes, you know, every day there are accidents. Planes crash and all that. But this plane had a certain mehman. And everybody was worried about the mehman. Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was on that plane. And when that plane landed somehow, everybody gave a sigh of relief. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has transported him to Zambia. So my dear brothers, coming to Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, this concern and fikr that how everybody can go and how everybody can pass through this the test in this world, and he saw there was some deficiency in the aspect of tazkiyah and zikr towards the end of his life. Throughout his life, for the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, what was his travel? His travel was from Saharanpur to Raipur to Nizamuddin, basically this. And then in the 70s, when he used to start going for Hajj and Umrah, then he used to pass through Pakistan, used to go to Raiwin, go to Karachi, visit all the other places, and that was his travels. But in the last 2 years of his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that awakening, that there is this deficiency. Before that also he wrote to different madaris, that what is happening, that why is this downfall in standards. And what he thought is this zikrullah, that is what is missing. He wrote to Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Alayhi. He wrote to Mawlana Muhammad Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi. And both of them responded. Mawlana Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi responded to him that, Alhamdulillah, we are going to be setting up some majalis of zikr, and I have given my two sons to Hazrat Arifi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahman. So this was mentioned in the majlis of Mufti Rafi Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, that we read in the kitab this. So Mufti Rafi Sahib said that not only this much, let me take you one step further. And then he took us one step further, that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to write to Hazrat Arifi Rahmatullah Alayhi, that ye dono jo hai, because Hazrat Shaykh had a lot of fikr, that the sons of the famous personalities, shaitan attacks them through different avenues. And it's a very, very, delicate thing. So he said that look after these two, Taqi and Rafi, look after them. and make their proper tarbiyat. And then after that, as Mufti Rafisa was saying, there came a time that for 10 years we were not allowed to do any public speaking. Can you imagine? Both of them well qualified. Everything they had to. They had everything at their disposal. Mufti Taqi Sahib has various, university degrees also. He could have spoken at any forums he could have been doing. But that thing, for 10 years, he was not given the opportunity to speak, and he kept by it. And then, when the ijazat was given, then he went. And alhamdulillah, we have seen the benefits of all these discourses. And then, another thing, why a sheikh is zaruri? Because sometimes we think we are doing something proper, and our intention seems to be also very right. He says that our Kutub Khana, alhamdulillah, started making money. So we thought that, okay, now we will work free. Fi sabilillah. So it's a very noble thought that to work fi sabilillah, not getting paid and all. But they said, okay, let's make some mashwara with Hazrat Dr. Saab. They went to Hazrat Dr. Saab and he said that this is what we are thinking. Hazrat Dr. Saab said, don't do it. Don't do it. And he gave three reasons. He gave three reasons for that. One reason is that pride might come into you. That we are working free. These people are getting paid. We are working free. These people are getting paid. So that pride might come into you. So nobody is free from pride. Pride can attack anybody, anytime, till death. Till death, Hazrat Mullah Manzoor Nomani Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi that people benefit from the mashayikh after the death. People don't know their qualities within their lifetime, they don't know about it. After the death, their biographies are written. This chef was like this, and this fighter, and that fighter. So I want to write your biography, and I want to mention your qualities. So the chef, what a response he gave. He said, Maulana Manzoor, Aitibar Khatima ka hai. It all depends. As our Hazrat says, Hazrat Hakim Sahib, that you can't write your report you can't start celebrating before the report is out. Aitibar Khatima ka hai. Mujhe marne to do. If I die on Iman, then that is something. You can write about me. But until then, you can't. So my dear brothers, this pride can come anytime. And our akabirin have always guided us against pride. It's the Ummul Amrad. And alhamdulillah, our Hazrat has taught us a very good dua. The explanation he gave us for the dua. If we ponder on the dua every day in the morning, we can think about it and we can get some sort of defense against pride. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik faminka wahdak la sharika lak. Ya Allah, in this today in the morning I find myself so many hundreds of bounties you have showered upon me. I got a big bank balance, I got this car, I'm a Maulana, I'm a Mufti, I've got everything. But Ya Allah, I don't have anything to do. Ya Allah, it's definitely from you only. It's only from you. Faminka wahdak. So that will save us. If you reflect upon this, it will save us from pride. And then the other bit of the dua, aw bi ahadin min khalqik. That, okay, I don't have it, but that brother, I'm not getting on very well with him, and he's got a lot. He's much more handsome than me. His car is much better. He's got much more money. His ulum also is spreading. So you don't really sometimes don't like it. But then at the end you say, but it's from Allah. And I cannot fight Allah. It's a taqseem of Allah. I cannot fight Allah. So I have to accept it. So it will save us from two killer diseases. It will save us from pride, and it will save us from jealousy. So my dear brothers, this is a speaker we have to make, that when we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can answer that question. For that, my dear brothers, there are certain amal we have to go through. The spiritual body has to go through certain amal, some physical amal, which is our namaz, zakat, roza, hajj, and all those things. And some spiritual amal, the qualities of the heart. We, alhamdulillah, through the last few days we have heard a lot about it, and most of it, quite a few of them have been covered. I won't go through any detail about them, but the main thing, my dear brothers, is that we have, our Shaykh will give the talk. He will talk the talk. He will talk the talk, but, and he will give us the, he will give us the encouragement, but to walk the walk, we will have to do it. We will have to walk the walk. The Shaykh will talk the talk, he will encourage us, we will get a lot of benefit in it, but at the end of the day, it's a personal responsibility. As Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, the essence of tasawwuf is, that you, with your willpower, with that willpower, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given everybody, when we took that Allah to be Rabbikum pledge, a lot of inborn capabilities were given to us. And one of those capabilities was that we are all able to obey. We have got in us. We have got in us the istidad and the capacity to act on all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to stay away from all the nawahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we will have to do it. But the Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that the essence of tasawwuf is that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made faraz upon you, then with your willpower that you have to do it yourself. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prevented you from, with that willpower which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you, then you have to refrain for that. If you have got that capacity, alhamdulillah, the essence of tasawwuf is in you. But how do we get that? Then for that, we have the, our company of our Shaykh, where we will get all this encouragement. Our Shaykh, alhamdulillah, we have been coming here, those who have come, it's our deficiency that we haven't really started flying. So otherwise, if we had been acting according to the teachings of our Shaykh, we were where we would have been already. But my dear brothers, it's a necessity that we have to keep on coming, and we have to keep on coming, and we have to keep on coming, and inshallah, a day will come that inshallah, and then again, even if we can't wait, then as they say, that if you are going to the same destination, if the Mashayikh will be in the first class, we at least will be in the third class, but we will get there. But we have much more expectation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ أَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. That those people that who passed away with iman, and their children also passed away with iman, and then we will count ourselves as we are the spiritual children of Hazrat, we are the spiritual children of our Mashayikh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bring the Mashayikh down to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us up to the level of the Mashayikh, inshallah. But the condition, kullum rain bima kasabarain, we have to go with our iman intact. We have to go with our iman intact. So it's very, very necessary that we come into the majalis of our Mashayikh. The Mashayikh, sometimes there are different mujahadas, you know, and it's our Mashayikh who's gonna tell us. We're gonna have a mujahada sometimes. We'll have the mujahada of the parents pulling you one side and the family pulling you one side. How to draw a line in between? How to come to Tariq-e-Itidal? There was a wedding and Mufti Rafu Ismani in Zambia, and he tell him, look here, you're going to put on five different caps now. You're going to put five different caps. You're going to be son also. You're going to be a husband also. You're going to be a businessman also. You're going to be a Maulana also, a teacher also. You're going to be a Dai also. At what time, which cap you are going to put on, you'll have to ask your Mashayikh. At this time, this cap. At this time, this cap. At this time. So we have to come to our Mashayikh also to get that guidance. And a lot of other benefits, alhamdulillah, we have heard a lot about it. And then, we have to take part in the Zikrullah also. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, we had a wonderful exposition on the Maulana Shamil, alhamdulillah. The how, and alhamdulillah, our Hazrat has been teaching us the Zikrullah we've been making. And how we should be making with regularity, set some time and all. And then inshallah, if we bring mujahada in our life, and we have the company of the pious, and we have the zikrullah, inshallah, we have a special expectation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when the day of our death comes, we'll say, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, it will be told to us, Irji ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyya. And when the angels ask us, that mal rabbuka, we'll be able to answer, okay, give a proper answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me all and everybody's tawfiq to make one. Jazakallah.